So tonight, we are going to walk together, okay? The lines are falling onto us, right? In pleasant places. We have a goodly heritage, okay? So we're going to walk together tonight. And by that I mean we are all believers, okay? It's a believers convention, praise the Lord. You know, years ago, we used to have our own believers convention. And, you know, tonight is going to be like a mixed believers meetings, Holy Ghost meetings. And Brother Hagin was the one who taught us this, Brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, the father of Pastor Hagin. Pastor Hagin is also a Papa Hagin, okay? So just to say Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, they are both Papa Hagin. You know, many times in the Holy Ghost meetings, he tells stories. And in that story, you will find direction in the things that he says. 2 years ago, we began a program. We called it Times of Refreshing, Rivers of Joy. That was the title, really. The first one, I think, took place in 1995, August. So the year before, we had the meeting called Kingdom Harvest Festival, 1994, December. So we brought in some of my friends as well. So by next year, we had Rivers of Joy. And the reason for that was stemming from Brother Hagin meetings when he spoke about the things of the Spirit should be taught in a generation or else they are lost. So we began the Rivers of Joy. So we had it, we call it Rivers of Joy, Times of Refreshing. So we used to have it every year. But there used to be a phrase, we used to have different meetings. We had Glory of God seminars, which used to happen like 3 times a year. Then we had Miracles Extraordinary, just a healing service. Miracles Extraordinary, that's the title. Then we had Rivers of Joy. Then we had another one called Success Seminar. You think it's, when you enter, you know what we're doing there. It's a teaching meeting, okay? Success, exactly about spiritual growth. That was a success. So then we had Rivers of Joy. So we used to have, on the flyer, we had, you see, it's written, Times of Refreshing with Chris Chegonoyika. That was the title of the meeting. And usually, because of that title, before then, my friends would usually be the ones to preach, minister. I'll just stay back and coordinate the meeting. Then, after a while, I was now the only speaker. That must have been from 97 to 98. I was now the only speaker, so I retained that phrase. So one day, I just sensed that, why not remove that? If it's a believer's convention, the emphasis should not be on me. Even though I'll do the teaching, but then have believers, you know, because what matter a lot? What you say, they matter a lot. So we changed the phrase. Because if it's a believer's convention, it must have believers' meetings, Holy Ghost meetings. Obviously, the day of Pentecost was like a believer's meeting. Same thing. Acts 2, 1 to 4 says, now when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place, in one accord. So the concept of all, every, is a believer's meeting. Then it says in verse 2, suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as a rushing mighty wind, and they filled all the house where they were sitting. Notice that Luke uses plural words, I mean, collective nouns. In verse 3, there appeared unto them, cloven tongues of fire, then it sat upon each of them. You can't miss that. Verse 4, and it says in verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That therefore sets a pattern for the body of Christ, the local churches, you know, that we get to our best when all believers are able to minister. It gives us the idea of God's earth. You know, in the afternoon, we looked at Psalm 16, right? The lines are falling unto me in the pleasant places, yea, I have a goodly heritage. And we said that heritage is the earth. What God is doing in the earth is your inheritance. Okay? What is doing in the earth. And how do I know what is doing in the earth? I look at his family, right? Right? His house. You know, I remember remember something Reverend Chris was actually, Pastor Chris said years ago, and that thing, you know, got me thinking. He said, many times when people are praying for God to move, is usually that they are in the wrong place. Because as some people are praying for revival, I got born again knowing people praying for revival. There was never a time people said God was, it was, revivals are usually known when it is over. People just say, ah, God should move. Ah, what's going on? At some point, imagine there was a time in the country, economic crisis was so down. You know? And like I used to tell people about Nigeria, since the 60s, they have been singing songs of sadness. Huh? Which way, Nigeria? Which way to go? I love my father. Like, oh, I want to. Andrew, no check out and say, what Nigeria goes over? 1986. That's 37 years ago. So that means that it is given to Nigerians to lament. It's not given. Even if there's nothing to lament about, we just lament. Just, The guy just bought the car. Well, just give me the lamentation. There was one day, that was at the late 94. Then I used to go from Ikorodu to around Ojo Alaba side. Just, I used to hold a meeting somewhere around, what's that place again? Osolowey. I'll now go to Ojo Alaba. So I used to go, I'll take federal mass every day. So one day, I just sensed the Lord, I'll just be in the bus, I'll pray. The Lord just said I should just listen to how people talk. So I just listened. Everybody had something negative to say. Is that somebody was gossiping? Or one gist? People just looked back. There was someone, so by the time you leave that kind of bus, your mind will be filled with rubbish. You'll almost suspect yourself. You know. So people are just used to talking like that. You know, and they just, you know, people are just given to just talk and talk. You know, but you see, in 1983 or 4, things were bad. I mean, they had austerity measures and all that. And the economy was so bad. And it was a Nigerian thing. Other nations were fine, you know, and all that. And a man, I love the man, and I love the song. He was, I'm unnotatable. I ain't that rule. That's the price of milk. I'm unnotatable. You know, how old they? Yes, we back for that day on top milk. Who told you Jesus coming will solve the economic problem? When he first came, the economic problem increased. How would that solve the problem? You know? So we just like to, you know, sing, you know, and there's this way we also sing almost like we're complaining. It is not the way of complaining. They are more than this. They are more, that has pushed many people into drugs, into Yahoo Yahoo, because they are more than that. But the lines are falling onto us. In the pleasant places. We have a goodly heritage. Hallelujah. That is our confession. Amen. So, you know, I would say that I told you the afternoon that those who complain always quench the spirit. Look at 1 Thessalonians 5. In 16, he said, rejoice evermore. 17, pray without ceasing. Pray without stopping. Then he says in verse 18, that he should give thanks always. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. In all things give thanks. For this is the will of God. Look at it. Rejoice evermore. Pray. Give thanks. Then it says, quench not the spirit. Look at that. If you are going to write a sentence in that, it goes like this. Rejoice evermore. Pray. So I rejoice by praying without ceasing. And in praying without ceasing, I ensure I'm giving thanks, because prayer and giving thanks are synonymous. For this is the will of God concerning me in Christ Jesus. By doing that, I don't quench the Spirit. I prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. Of course, that prove all things. People assume it means, let's go and test it. If you know how I test food, you know, and I discovered I got it from my dad. If you serve me food, and you see I took the first spoon, the second one, now, maybe before now, and you just see me take a cup of a drink, the food, put it up. The moment I can take the drink too early, it means that food could be bad. I just take it. My wife will say, you don't like it. I said, did I say anything? Ah, I saw what you did now. No, she knows. I don't like it. You know, I could be very difficult when it comes to food. I mean, if the stew is not fresh, I'll just be looking. But when I'm fasting, I don't usually test it. It's when you are not hungry that I say something is not sweet. One time like that, we went to around Bauchi side, you know, me and Reverend Frank and some of my guys then. So we got to a particular town. They didn't speak English, they didn't speak Yoruba. And we didn't get anybody to exactly tell us what they were saying. So that night we tried to get an interpreter eventually. Somehow somebody came and could speak a bit of scattered Hausa that somebody else could say among us. And so they gave us food that I didn't even know what it was. I didn't know. They just said it's food. And I saw those in our team eat it, other people eat it. I didn't know until today. I did not even ask what it was. But we were fasting. That was the second day. I just ate it. that's how much hunger. So when you are not hungry for the things of God, that you'll be saying, somebody is pushing you. You say, why is that person rolling on the floor? You are not yet hungry. When you are hungry, you don't consider anybody. Okay. So now that Thessalonians service is prove all things, right? That word prove is experiment. It's like test drive. Prove all things with things of the Spirit. Experiment them. It's the same word you see in Romans 12:2, that you may prove that which is the good, acceptable, perfect will of God. Which is when you get a car and you test drive the car. Or you just bought a phone, then you test the phone. So he's saying put it to work. Experiment the things of the Spirit. Then you will hold fast to that which is good. He's saying that when you experiment the things of the Spirit, you are holding fast to that which is good. But look at the core thing we pushed out there. It says, giving thanks. When you give thanks, then you don't quench the Spirit. So when you see somebody always complaining, you know, always grumbling, you see that kind of person will not be able to minister to people. Because you cut off the flow by grumbling. Murmuring is a sin. More people were destroyed. Listen to what I'm about to say. More people were destroyed in the wilderness for murmuring than for idolatry. Much more were destroyed for murmuring than sexual sins. Murmuring is a big thing. It's a sign of discontent about God and whatever he is doing. Murmuring is a big deal. If you look at what Moses did, really, what he did was to murmur and complain. It's a big deal. Don't murmur. You know, I learned something from Brother Tok, Reverend Tokuba Adejumo, the director of Rema Bible Training Center in Nigeria. Anything you tell him, good, bad, ugly, and the middle, he will say, praise God. Praise God. You know, it's not because he's saying that thing is of God. You just must have an attitude where you praise God all the time. You see, if you murmur, then you prayed, then you murmured again, it's plus 5 minus 10. You must learn to always give thanks. You must. You must. And this evening, knowing who we are, you know we said that life is a blessing. Right? Life is a gift. Life is the gift that
Listen to this.
That enables, or let's say, that encases eternal life and the workings of the Spirit. Life is a gift. That I'm here is a gift. Amen. So, what it means is that everybody around me, now, we said that the heritage is the land and the people, right? So God gave you his household, his family, right? Are you here? So that means that my heritage is you. God gave you to me. I have a goodly heritage. When David was speaking, he was talking about Israel. Because he's the king over Israel. And God put him to be shepherd over his people. Because of Abraham and the blessing God gave Abraham. So, you are my heritage. You are my heir. That's why we're joint heirs. Look at Psalm 2. When it says, you know, you have said a decree, thou art my son. This day, Psalm 2, have I begotten thee? Verse 7. It says, ask of me. Watch this. And I'll give you the Ethan, the nations, right? It's the word Goy, G-O-Y in Hebrew, for your inheritance. So if they ask you, what is the inheritance of Jesus? People. Right? Come on. Are you following this? And the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. So if they ask you, what is the inheritance of Jesus? The nations, right? So what will be yours? It's the same thing. The nations are our inheritance. That is what he gave us. That is the inheritance of David. That's why he said, I have a goodly heritage. That is, all the tribes, the lines, right? You know they have division of lines, each tribe. So the lines are falling. Is that clear? All the regions have come together in the pleasantness of God. I have a goodly heritage. So the way you are, any nation you get to, you can minister and be ministered to. In fact, I dare say, any denomination. I was going to Guinea-Conakry, 2005, I think, yeah. And it was a business trip, so I wasn't going there to preach. I was going there to act as, there was a company I worked for as a vice president. It was a company in America, so I was, it was a company in America and Nigeria, but I was acting as a vice president for them at that point. And so I was acting as a lawyer. So I went there with them, went to see the president of the country. So it was a big meeting in that sense of, I went to the delegation. So naturally, one should be carried away. You know, some believers, and they just lose their identity straight away. The moment, I entered the presidential palace, the headquarters of the army. It was a military government. So he now took us to the village of the man was running the country from his village. The president. I went into his house, you know. Something was looking good, you know. So I just asked them a question after 2 days. I said, please. Guinea-Conakry is majorly a Muslim country. So I said, please, can I get a church? Ah. He said, no, that where the church is not so nice. So, that is inside one area. I said, doesn't matter. So they took me to the place, and of course, the place was really inside. Interestingly, it was a Spanish-speaking church. So I just got there, and I said, well, I believe that somewhere they will speak English. So they had somebody who was to interpret. So I just stayed there and fellowship with them. You know, that was it a Sunday or was it Saturday? So it was a midweek, so I think about Friday. So I ministered, I was there. And the man just said, I should come and speak. So I went back there again. They thought I would be discouraged. The guys in our delegation, that when you see that average, you won't go. It doesn't really matter. Right? David said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than be, you know, in the tent of the wicked. So the truth is, I just preached, and then I preached then, I ministered, and that was it. And they were not even, they wore white garments at some point, you know. It didn't matter to me. If they wore white garments, am I not wearing native too? Those things, you take your eyes off it, okay? And you notice that God has people everywhere. So you have people everywhere. Right? You have people that can bless you everywhere. You have people that you can bless everywhere. How much more in your local assembly, where you are like the same tribe? Allow me to use that phrase. You hear the same thing. You are taught the same thing. You have the same passion, the same vision. Then it becomes easier for you to... Like I come to my friend's church. I said it last year. I've spoken for Pastor Zomina for a few years now. I'm more to come in Jesus' name. And I go to other of my friends. And over the past few years, I find myself minister in their churches the way I would do in our local church. The reason was, somehow, we now do things alike. We think alike. We talk alike. We try to, you know, and that helps the way I flow. In fact, I was so surprised. I was in Lusaka a few weeks ago. We were together. And naturally, I would know what I'm going to teach in one of our conventions, maybe a few weeks before. So I was in Lusaka, and the Lord said I should teach what I was going to at Believers Convention in Lusaka. Ah! This is not this community now. But I believe what happened was that because of the sense of honor they had, and the way they saw us as sharing the same identity and thinking, it rubbed off that I had to like minister to them like I was, you know, one of them. I am, you know, in a way. So that, it works. So if you're in a local assembly, it becomes easier for you to flow here. But I'll tell you something that can stand in your way. We've already spoken about murmuring, right? I'll tell you another thing. There's something you should always be wary of. It's a subtle thing. You may not even notice it. It's familiarity. It's subtle. You won't even know that's what is happening. It's familiarity. You won't know that's what's going on. You know, Israel, I'll repeat this again and again. They saw signs to a point that it didn't matter to them anymore. They saw miracles. I saw the other day. They say manna every day. The first time they saw manna, they said, what is this? That's the meaning of manna. Afterwards, they said they wanted onions. I don't know why they wanted onions. They said they wanted to go back to Egypt because they were missing onions. Adubosa. They wanted other gods. They were just tired of the same things, the same instructions, the same ceremonies, the same worship, the same God. You know, it just felt like the same God, the same worship, the same prayer, the same praise. The only thing that's constant in life is change. What the hell? What does that even mean? The only thing that's constant is change. We are going to change the God you serve now. It is the only thing that's constant is change. Rubbish. Why has the sun not changed and the moon? You are using the same calendar every year. That one has not changed. Has it changed? They say the sun, moon, and stars. They have not changed. But you just want to change for change's sake. I just want something else. A different expression. You know, it is getting to a point that I just felt dissatisfied. It's carnality sometimes. So they got used to God. Something that Rahab heard. Rahab said, we have heard the wonders that was done in Egypt. Just hearing it, she bowed. The ones that it now happened to didn't say familiarity. That's why Paul said that they were baptized into Moses in the cloud and the sea. 1 Corinthians 10:2. He said they ate of the same spiritual meat. They drank of the same spiritual drink. They drank of the rock which followed them. The rock is Christ. Except for with many of them, God was not well pleased. Verse 5. And they all perished, were destroyed. It says in 6 that you say that we should not follow after that example and lust after evil things as they did. And one of the things he said was do not murmur. He said idolatry, fornication, and murmuring. Look at that. Idolatry, fornication, and murmuring. Sometimes you think murmuring is not bad. You get on Twitter. The one that murmurs the most is the one that influences the most. You get it. You get on Facebook, the one who can copy, who can say things are really terrible. This one is the one that pulls the crowd. And then Christians are subscribing to it. Then you wonder why the move of the Spirit is dwindling. Murmuring dwindles the things of the Spirit. Familiarity also. A man like Peter, who saw Jesus from afar, he said, depart from me, I'm a sinner. Then at some point, he's the same person that is rebuking Jesus. Familiarity. You know, we can get so familiar with one another and not know the person who is with you. It happened to Miriam and Aaron. Miriam and Aaron. I mean, who could have known Dave Moses like Miriam? Miriam saw how miraculously God hid Moses in the house of Pharaoh. I mean, imagine you raise your problem. Pharaoh raised his own problem in his home. He raised his nemesis with his money and his education. And that is really what we're reading in the Bible till today. You know? And he grew. And Miriam saw all of it. She saw it. When it got to a point, she was just tired of Moses' leadership. You know, Pastor, we said that, is he the only one, girl? So, I mean, that's me tired. He just said that. And that was the last time you hear our voice in the Bible. Someone said, but Moses, you know, did Moses do what is wrong? I said, you go and say it. Me, I won't say it. What I will say is that Miriam and Aaron said, Moses did what was wrong. My name is not Miriam, neither am I Aaron. So, someone say, are we not in the New Testament? You go and find out yourself. I won't be the one to test it. It's written for our learning. I won't be the one to test it. You go and test it. Whatever you see, let's know. Like someone told me, I was telling the person that during that COVID period, I took vaccines actually 4 times. So I told someone in church who was telling, I said, why are you not taking vaccines? The person said, I just don't know. Pastor, vaccine, that vaccine, I don't know what's there. I said, well, you know I have taken it. Say, I'm just watching what will happen to you. I've been this pastor. You're like, what? So we can get so familiar. You know, it will be so funny that a husband can have the gifts of healing in his house, in his son, or his daughter, or his wife, and he will just despise it. A wife can have it right in the home and despise it. You can have it in your church and despise it. It will become funny if people outside your local church recognize something on your pastor that you don't see. That's terrible. That will never happen to us. So we'll let you know that people here, so that means everybody here is our heritage. Inheritance amongst, right? Them that are sanctified. This is the inheritance. God gave you to me. God gave me to you. God gave you to him. Hallelujah. God, so when we walk in our inheritance, it means we are walking in the riches of the body of Christ. That is the inheritance. One another. And the inheritance we have requires love. Right? Honor. Faith. Commitment. And we said earlier today, it works by service. So there are 3 things we are going to do this evening. 3 things. We're going to minister one to another. And the way we're going to do it is going to be very different. We're going to minister one to another. Then I'm going to minister to people who want me to lay hands on them for anything. Hallelujah. For anything. Just those 2. Minister one to another. Then I'm going to lay hands on people for anything. Then we'll also believe God for the sick who are not here. I believe that about 4 of us here, not I believe, I know, there could be more, but there are 4 specific people that are believing God for an outstanding miracle for someone. A miracle that, you know, there's some miracles, well, I like some of my wife, we're not married them, some about 20, some years ago. Well, we're married 20 years since, I mean 20, what now, I think 20, 20, 25 years or so. 25, no. I think it's 25 years ago. Yes, yeah, 25 years ago. There was this fellow in church that any little thing, the person will call for drugs. Any little thing.
Sometimes it's even to exercise the thing now. Even those who went to body house, we had relaxing fever. You know relaxing fever? You don't know how you didn't go to body house. Where the fever will, I think it's in the evening, it will rise. By morning, it will be like it has disappeared. Right? Relaxing fever. That means it will relax in the morning. We knew how to manage those things, even without the word. And sometimes you just, you're a Christian. It's not everything. So she not said something outstanding. She said, see, this is easy for you because it's a headache malaria. She said, but if you train yourself like this, when the one the doctors cannot solve will come, you will not be ready for it. And it's true. I have faced doctors tell me there's nothing we can do about it. And I knew, there's nothing. And they tell you, look, Oga, start counting days. So when you have that kind of situation, you are going to be getting teachings, you know. And it's not easy to prepare for war when the war started. So what should we... It's like, you're in an airplane. Then they said, then the pilot said, actually, this is my first time. So the truth is this, you know. How did I get here? Sorry. About healing, yeah. We're believing God for four people, they grew more. But very outstanding things that it's a miracle only that can bring healing. So that's the three things we're going to minister tonight. Amen. Are you okay? Are you okay? Amen. Some people, you don't think it, but it's not the Holy Ghost. You're not like that. Usually, after we are now finished praying, they will now come. No, and that's it now. When, usually, people don't know that when the service is over, it's the truth. There was somebody who said, I didn't want to come out. I felt after the meeting, I said, okay, I'll just pray for you. Ask any pastor, when they finish preaching, they just want to leave you. So that after church, you just say, God, perfect all that. I'm telling you. So when the spirit is moving, we get put them there, go flow. I'll be waiting for you, second. I'll just say, Jesus. Can you hear the law? Go to the next time. There is a time and season. Which the Father has put in his own. It's not that we are not making it though. No, it's just that's the way it is. I used to hear Brother Higgins say that the anointing are lifted. I didn't like that statement. Lifted, now we have the Holy Ghost. This is not the same thing. You get it? It's not the same thing. I told you yesterday, Jesus told us this morning. Jesus said, yesterday, he said, sleep on. And yet in love. Keep sleeping. That's what he told them. He said, no, now we are ready to pray. And that's no glory of any. So the Holy Ghost is there, amen. I will have those three things to minister to. Praise God. Amen. So we I see you as my inheritance. Yeah? Yeah? This is a good heritage. God gave you his family to be your family. Right? And that is family. He has put his spirit there, right? That can go round. O talk me now. O them are con everybody. Right? Amen? That's the Holy Ghost, right? That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. Let's see something. Raise your hand wherever you are. Just seated. Yeah. See,
I receive
a fresh atmosphere. Yeah, you can have it now.